million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with
Kayode. No, I will let you talk. Kayode, I will let you talk. You let me talk. Kayode.
Why more and more negotiations are tuning in?
Half a million negotiations.
720,000.
970,000.
1 million negotiations. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you my facts.
What does Sandra
have to do?
Going
to get one of those facts. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. First hard fact of the day. It's the final of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament, August 2022. By the end of today, we'll have one winner, 1 million naira. I'm really, really proud of every child who made it to the live rounds of I Beg to Differ this August. We had 18 brilliant, eloquent, determined, hardworking students. It takes a lot to prepare for these debates. I mean, you're preparing for both sides of the argument, so it takes quite a bit. And these children all rose to the occasion. They all deserve your applause. I'm so proud of them. I wish them all the best as they go on to do great things with their lives. They made me so proud. So proud. Now, today is all about these children, right? And all about debate. First, we're going to have our third place debate between Emmanuel Busari and Musa Nicholas Okoya. And then at 4 o'clock, it will be the final between Fabian Chipundu and Stephanie Amer. And after that, we're going to have the presentation of all the wonderful prizes that these four excellent debaters have earned. But now let's get started with our third place debate.
The upsets and drama continued in the quarterfinals.
This is truly the final before the final.
It felt like I was listening to a final. Was it just me?
The underdogs knocked out the last of the top four seeds.
Deborah, this is not the end for you, like I said.
For some, it seemed inevitable.
You telling me that a celebrity can be a role model is you telling me?
But for some, it went down to the wire.
For the first time in this tournament, we have a tie.
For others, it took slaying a giant.
Deborah was so good that the judges said no.
But the hardest part of being in the final four is the fight to be in the final. It's the I Beg to Differ semifinals. Monday.
My name is Fibia Chibudu.
One winner.
My name is Afolani Butari.
One winner. Tuesday.
I am Musa Nicholas.
One winner.
My name is Stephanie Alex.
One winner, 1 million naira. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, my panel of judges, and the best student debaters in Lagos, Mondays to Thursdays at 4 p.m. on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM. This tournament is brought to you in partnership with Webster University Ghana, Obiwizi.com, RLG Communications, Storm Body Spray, and Booker Hot.
A big thank you to all our sponsors and partners who have made I Beg to Differ happen. We have our prize sponsor, Webster University Ghana. Webster University Ghana allows for students to start their college education in Ghana and then finish off in Europe, Asia, or the United States. And they also have multiple scholarship offerings available. So if you'd like to get started, visit them today, Webster University. That's their website. You can also give them a call on a number that I'll share with you later on. Webster University is also giving to whoever finishes third in this from this particular match 250,000 naira. Aside from the 250,000 naira, they will be getting a speaker and smartwatch from obiwizi.com. They're also going to receive a tablet. Now, both contenders who are in the studio with me right now will receive tablets from RLG Communications. Of course, you can watch this debate live on nigeriainfo.fm. That's our website. Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. Thank you as well to Storm Body Spray for providing goodie bags for these children. And thank you as well to our hospitality partner, Booker Hot. Booker Hot, making sure that these children stay refreshed all the time. We'll take another short break. When we come back from this short break, I'll introduce you to our debaters.
The upsets and drama continued in the quarterfinals.
This is truly the final before the final.
It felt like I was listening to a final. Was it just me?
The underdogs knocked out the last of the top four seeds.
Deborah, this is not the end for you, like I said.
For some, it seemed inevitable.
You telling me that a celebrity can be a role model is you telling me?
But for some, it went down to the wire.
For the first time in this tournament, we have a tie.
For others, it took slaying a giant.
Deborah was so good that the judges said no.
But the hardest part of being in the final four is the fight to be in the final. It's the I Beg to Differ semifinals. Monday.
My name is Phoebe Achebe.
One winner.
My name is Afolare Busari. My name.
One winner. Tuesday.
I am Musa Nicholas.
One winner.
My name is Stephanie Alex.
One winner. 1 million naira. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, my panel of judges, and the best student debaters in Lagos, Mondays to Thursdays at 4 p.m. on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM. This tournament is brought to you in partnership with Webster University Ghana, obiwizi.com, RLG Communications, Storm Body Spray, and Booker Hot.
All right. Our first debater is our number 14 seed. He's 15 years old. He is in SS3 at Fure College, Ketu. Musa Nicholas Okoya, welcome to I Beg to Differ.
Thank you, ma.
Our second debater is our number 12 seed. He's 13 years old in SS1 at Ifako International Secondary School. Emmanuel Busari, good to see you. Welcome.
Thank you, ma.
The contestants have been told the rules, but here they are again. I will give you a topic. One of you will be in support and one of you will oppose. I'll really miss saying this to both of you. You'll each first get 3 minutes to present your positions, and then you will each get another 3 minutes in the rebuttal round to address the points your opponents made. And then you'll have a final 3 minutes for your closing. Our judges will score all three rounds based on number, quality, and originality of unique points made. If you repeat a point, your score will not increase. Clarity of thought and eloquence of presentation will score you high points. Number of opponents' points addressed is important if you want to win third place. The strength of your rebuttal of each point will determine who goes home with 250,000 naira. If your scores are tied, there will be a tiebreaker round. You'll switch sides. You have 3 minutes to debate in favor of your opponent's position. You'll be scored for all new points. New points only. That's what will be scored that you make, that your opponent missed during the presentation or rebuttal rounds. You'll also get new points for new rebuttals to your own original points. Now, both of you already know your topic. The presidential system is better for Nigeria than the parliamentary system. Let's decide who supports and who opposes. I've got a coin, as usual. Emmanuel, because you are the higher-ranked seed, you're going to choose heads or tails. If it lands on the side that you choose, you will support. If it lands on the other side, you will oppose. Are you ready? Let's toss. Choose?
Heads.
Heads. Ah, tails it is. Okay. Which means that Musa Okoya Nicholas will say that the presidential system is better for Nigeria than the parliamentary system. And we will have Emmanuel Busari saying that the parliamentary system is better for Nigeria instead of the presidential system. Okay. Time now for round one. Round one is the presentation round. We'll start with the motion supporter, Musa Okoya Nicholas. Your 3 minutes start now.
The presidential system is a system of government where there is only one executive. And because of this, there is legislature and executive are separate and constitutionally independent. While the parliamentary system of government is a system of government where there are two heads of executive, head of state and head of government. And because of this, the fusion between the executive and the legislature remains permanent. Good day, moderator, based on the dignified judges, my time, daytime keeper, esteemed co-debater, reputable sponsors, viewers, and listeners on board. I am Sanikwa of the prestigious Fure College School. I am Mr. Secondary School 3. I am 16 years of age, and I'm here to vehemently support the motion that the presidential system is better for Nigeria than the parliamentary system with these following points of mine. First, power separation. Because of the power of separation, the constitutionally independent of the legislature and executive arm, there will be right delegations of duties, and because of this, it will bring effectiveness. Leading to my next point, regular checks and balances. Each arm of the government will be able to check, examine, and balance the other because of the power of separation, which I mentioned before in my first point, because a finger that is stretched out will only point at another person, not yourself. In addition, executive stability. Because of the fixed term of the presidential system of government, it will be able to bring stability in the government, unlike the fluctuations in the parliamentary system of government. In addition to that, it also supports political participation, because the president is given the right to be able to appoint ministers apart from the legislature. It will bring more people in line with politics. It will bring active participation, active involvement, and creation of new jobs. Leading to my next point, involvement in technocracy. People like Ms. Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala and even Adesina Akinwumi are great people that have served as ministers, and they are technocrats. They are expertise in this field, and this is all because of the presidential system of government allows them to be ministers. In addition to that, it also helps in promoting democracy. It's a system of government for the people, by the people, and of the people, according to Abraham Lincoln. What better democracy is there than the people electing the executive by themselves? More so, it helps because of this to be able to promote natural development. Because of the presidential system of government, there will be natural development of the entire nation, of the entire country, even of the entire continent. In addition to that, it also gives national acceptance. Because of the president is the president, it will be able to bring people to forget their opposition, to forget their discrepancies. The minority and the majority alike will gravitate and will look for a way to bring our country, Nigeria, forward. In addition, total executive power. Yes, the president is awarded total executive power and is good enough to make right decisions, even for the betterment of the entire country. And this will greatly help in the nurturing and in the growth of that country. More so, it helps in the interrotations of power. Because of the fixed term of the presidential system, it will be able to rotate power, because there are people that are more skillful than you are. There are people that are more intelligent than you are. So when unlike the parliamentary system, where a prime minister can be a prime minister for like 20 years, this is wrong. More so, it helps in aiding development. It helps in the loan partaking of duties. Yes, it helps in the loan partaking of duties, because the president is both the head of state and the head of government. This will help to promote sameness, singularity. This will help to promote consistency rather than sharing it between the head of state and the head of government, and it will even reduce the cost of employing two heads of executive. More so,
your time's
up. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well done. Good job. All right. Let's hear now from his opposer, our number 12 seed. He's 13 years old in SS1. At Ifakor International Secondary School, the presidential system is better for Nigeria than the parliamentary system. Emmanuel Busari, your 3 minutes start now.
We all know that the kitchen is the engine room of the family. So, and if a family wants to live healthy, it depends on the kind of food that they eat. In the same vein, if we want to groom Nigeria to become a better country, it depends on the right choice. And it's not the presidential system or government. That's the question I meant to answer with the following points of mine. But first, it's common cause to give on us 2 months as is due. Good day, moderator, panel, this accurate, I keep my co-debater, my attentive audience. My name is Afolayin Busari Emmanuel, but the first title of our International Secondary School. And I'm here to oppose the motion state that presidential system is better for Nigeria than the parliamentary system of government. Firstly, the presidential system of government is a system of government which the president is made the head of state and is chosen freely by the legislature, and the parliament system of government is a system of government whereby the real power is vested in the cabinet. And with that in mind, with the following points of mine, I hope to vehemently oppose the motion. First, it's costly. Due to the fusion of the executive and legislative arm of government, it's costly, and the money that is spent can be used in building infrastructures. So another reason why is corruption. According to the vice chancellor, former vice chancellor of Ahmadu Bello University, Professor Ango Abdullahi, blamed the present situation of Nigeria on the system of government practice, saying that it's not only corruption ridden but full of impunity. It is going to be hard to control due to the fact that the president isn't responsible to the parliament. He can choose not to pass out any bid that he wants. And because of the fusion of the executive and the legislative arm of government, it's going to be hard for him to be controlled. He's liable to dictatorship because power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. It's going to make him a dictator. Due to the concentrated power given to the president, it's going to make him a dictator. And this will lead to victimization, constant antagonism. Due to the fusion of the executive and the legislative arm of government, it's going to lead to antagonism from different side of the political part of Nigeria, political vendetta. According to agency reports, a high witness told the FCT High Court on trial of political governor that he was the cause of a political vendetta. And political vendetta is a feature of government that is described as a urge to harm a person due to political reasons. And vendetta is not something that Nigeria needs right now. Another reason why is Another reason why I strongly oppose the motion is going to take go slow decision making due to the fact that the government has to pass a bill before a legislation is made. It's going to lead to slow decision making. Another reason why I strongly oppose the motion is that there's going to take a lot of time for the president to be impeached. If a bad president is in power, it's going to take a long time for the president to be impeached. In conclusion, the president system of government is like a big head without knowledge, and a big head without knowledge is a heavy weight on the head. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You had 30 seconds left. Well done. Both of you have managed to get a lot of points in. Impressive stuff. We'll take a break. When we come back from this break, it will be time for the rebuttal round. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to I Beg to Differ, the third place match on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
The upsets and drama continued in the quarterfinals.
This is truly the final before the final.
It felt like I was listening to a final. Was it just me?
The underdogs knocked out the last of the top four seeds.
Deborah, this is not the end for you, like I said.
For some, it seemed inevitable.
You telling me that a celebrity can be a role model is you telling me?
But for some, it went down to the wire.
For the first time in this tournament, we have a tie.
For others, it took slaying a giant.
Deborah was so good that the judges said no.
But the hardest part of being in the final four is the fight to be in the final. It's the I Beg to Differ semi-finals. Monday.
My name is Fila Chibdu.
One winner.
My name is Afolani Busari Manu.
One winner. Tuesday.
I am Musa Nicholas.
One winner.
My name is Stephanie Alex.
One winner. 1 million naira. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, my panel of judges, and the best student debaters in Lagos, Mondays to Thursdays at 4 p.m. on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM. This tournament is brought to you in partnership with Webster University Ghana, Obiwizi.com, RLG Communications, Storm Body Spray, and Booker Hot.
It's time now for the rebuttal round. Emmanuel Busari, 13 years old in SS1 at Ifako International School, opposes that the presidential system is better for Nigeria than the parliamentary system. His opponent supports that the presidential system is better for Nigeria. His opponent is 15 years old. He is in SS3 at Fure College. That's in Ketu. His name is Musa Okoya Nicholas. As the opposer, Emmanuel, you're going to start the rebuttal round, and your 3 minutes start now.
Observed, I mean, Afolani Busari Manu. I'd like to start my rebuttal round by rebutting the first point that my opponent made, which is power separation. Well, did you know that Elekola once said apart we can do so little, and together we can do so much? One of the advantages of the parliamentary system of government that they are a unified cabinet, as in all the power is vested into one cabinet, like I said in my presentation one. So which means that they need to go through everybody before decision is made, which is one of the advantages of the parliamentary system of government. Checks and balances. The checks and balances that you mentioned as you can see in Nigeria, is not really working because there's still corruption. And stability, the stability that you mentioned in the presidential system of government isn't really an advantage because the stability brings about instability in a sense, and political participation. The president chooses whosoever he wants to be a minister. The president chooses whosoever he wants to be a minister, which means that the people that he chooses are going to be like dogs to him. They will do whatever that he chooses, and those ministers can help the president to engage in corruption, technocrats. If there are several democracy, according to Robert Greene, too much freedom leads to indiscipline. So if democracy leads to a lot of problems in Nigeria, then in my own opinion, I feel like the parliamentary system of government should be adopted and presidential should be abandoned. And natural development, if that was true, then Nigeria would have been a great country. So it would have been among one of the most developed countries in the world. Another reason why the parliamentary system of government is more superior than the presidential system of government is that another reason why is because in the presidential system of government, there's a lot of money wasted in due to the fusion of the executive and the legislative arm of government. And the separation of power doesn't breed teamwork. Another reason why the parliamentary system is superior to the presidential system of government is that. Another reason why is due to the fact that I hope I've been able to strongly rebut my opponent's points strongly. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Emmanuel Busari, and well done. Good job. You had 1 minute left. All right. If you just tuned in, Lagos, you're listening to I Beg to Differ on 99.3 Nigeria Info. You just heard Emmanuel Busari rebut the points that Musa Okoya made during the presentation round. You're going to hear from Musa Okoya when we come back from this commercial break. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Nigeria Info 99.3. Don't go away.
Imagine. The upsets and drama continued in the quarterfinals.
This is truly the final before the final.
It felt like I was listening to a final. Was it just me?
The underdogs knocked out the last of the top four seeds.
Deborah, this is not the end for you, like I said.
For some, it seemed inevitable.
You telling me that a celebrity can be a role model is you telling me?
For some, it went down to the wire.
For the first time in this tournament, we have a tie.
For others, it took slaying a giant.
Deborah was so good that the judges said no.
But the hardest part of being in the final four is the fight to be in the final. It's the I Beg to Differ semifinals. Monday.
My name is Phoebe Achebe.
One winner.
My name is Afolare Busari. My name.
One winner. Tuesday.
I am Musa Nicholas.
One winner.
My name is Stephanie Alex.
One winner, 1 million naira. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, my panel of judges, and the best student debaters in Lagos, Mondays to Thursdays at 4 p.m. on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM. This tournament is brought to you in partnership with Webster University Ghana, Obiwizi.com, RLG Communications, Storm Body Spray, and Buka Hot.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Lagos, you've listened to round one, the presentation round. You've also listened to one of the debaters during the rebuttal round, which is round two. I'm speaking about Emmanuel Busari. Now let's move over to Musa Okoya. Musa Okoya, to take on the points that his opponent made during his presentation round, their topic is that the presidential system is better for Nigeria than the parliamentary system. Your 3 minutes start now.
Thank you, Modrito, for this wonderful opportunity to rebut some of the points my opponent made. I would like to start by saying this. Democracy is a mode of transportation of the rights, wills, and dividends of the government to the final destination, the people. Now, what mode of transportation would that be? The presidential and not the parliamentary. Now, to the point my opponent first said it is costly, and the presidential system is costly. But do you know that in the parliamentary system, you are going to maintain two heads, heads of state and heads of government? Is there any greater cost that maintaining both maybe a monarch and also a prime minister? It is also costly, the parliamentary system of government. Secondly, my opponent said it is corruption reading. Well, the United States practice presidential system of government. Is there corruption there? No. So that is, goes to show that it tells you that it is not the structure of the system of government that causes the corruption, but the attitudes of the people in the power. In addition, my opponent said how to control and it is liable to dictatorship. I already reminded you that there are checks and balances, because what use is the executive if there are no legislature and judiciary to back him up? So if he feels like as if his head, the head is becoming too swelled, you can just dissociate because you have separation of powers already. So you can check and balance the executive. Also, my opponent said antagonism. Well, apart from the fact that there is separation of power, which could curb the antagonism, antagonism is necessary. How? Let me explain. When there is opposition to a law, it will be able to sharpen it in order to make it the policy to be excellent. Because if there is no antagonism, if everybody just supported what the president said, if we had yes men in the government, it would not do us any good. There should be antagonism, there should be opposition in order to make the law glitter brighter. In addition, my opponent said political violator, that the urge to arm a person due to political reasons. But there is no harm, because why would the president want to harm the people he puts there? Because the people put him there, he will not want to harm them. In addition, my opponent said the slow decision making. Well, in the parliamentary, the decision making is slower because people will have to deliberate, revamp, refurbish and improve the laws before it is brought into laws. But in the presidential, this executive can be granted executive order. In addition, my opponent said it will take a long time for the president to be impeached. When If the criminal act of the president is grave, then he will be impeached. It is possible. Because why is impeachment even in the constitution if it is not effective? We should not have fluctuations in our government, no. But when it is necessary to impeach, we can impeach. In addition, I want to add to the point of my own. In addition, one of my points is encouraging accountability. Yes, because the president will only be accountable to the people and not the legislature, because the people put him there is hard to be for the greater good, and we want to do everything to support and develop the people. Also, there is speedy policy making. In cases of coronavirus pandemic, if it was a parliamentary system that run Nigeria, I'm afraid to tell you all that it people will have been wiped out because they will have deliberated and will be slow decision making. But the president is given the power, constitutionally given the right, to be able to make fast decisions and to be able to put effective decisions and encourage effectiveness. In addition, my opponent also mentioned, thank you.
Your time is up. Thank you very much, Musa Okoye and Nicholas, and well done. All right. It's time now for the third round. The closing round. Final words before we hear from the judges. This time we'll start again with the motion supporter and then we'll come to the motion opposer. Musa, your final 3 minutes, hopefully, if there's no tie, for the August edition or in the August edition of I Beg to Differ. Begin now.
Thank you, moderator, for this opportunity to close my points. First, I would like to start by saying that James Madison, a very influential person, stated that to solve a problem, we don't need a perfect system of government. No, we need the one that is the least imperfect, because there will always be improvement. Although my opponent may say that presidential system is wrong because we don't see the results, but when we improve upon it, it grants us more far benefit than the parliamentary system. Now, to my point. First, presidential system promotes backup. Yes, backup is better than sharing. When you are a president and you have a vice president behind you, backing you up, you doing all the work, you doing being the head of state and head of government with the vice president behind you, it is better than sharing the duties between two people, head of state and head of government, because it will not bring this kind of cooperation between them. But when you know that they are the ones doing all the duties, there will be consistency. In addition, I want to say that it promotes individual responsibility. Any branch, any arm of government that messes up or that does anything wrong can be immediately removed by the president, because his tolerance for anything like that is low. Why do I mean this? First, it is that the arms of government in the presidential system, when they fall, when they make any mistakes, the sins are upon their own head. Yes, the sins are upon their own head, and it is not about the fusion like is it in the parliamentary. In addition, tolerance is low. Yes, tolerance is low because parliamentary system of government, people will always want to favor their party members because they are the majority. Reducing them will be bringing the prime minister down. But in the presidential system of government, where there is a fixed term and there is just separation of power, any tolerance for any misconduct would be low. In addition, yearn for distinction. Ever wondered why we shifted from parliamentary system of government in the first place? Well, it is to make us prove to the world that we are not colonized. We are no longer colonized. We are no longer colonial copycats. We are the ones that are yearning for distinction. We are the ones that are separate, and we are a great people. In addition, some of the points my opponent made in their rebuttals is that Nigeria should have been a great country. Yes, Nigeria should have been a great country because of parliamentary system of government, but Nigeria has the potential to be a great country. And it is not about the government, but it is about the leaders. If the leaders can be effectively corrected, well, the system of government would work for us like it worked in the United States. Also, I would like to say that with the presidential system of government, everybody would be favored equally, because the president has the right to choose ministers, one from each state, of each of the 36 states, plus one in federal capital territory. This will help to promote regional equality. This would help to promote balance between our cultures and ethnic groups. So with this point of mind, I hope I've been able to make you see that the presidential system of government is the way. You may not see the result, but I do see the result, and that is why I am here in your perspective. One more point I need to mention.
You don't have time for one more point. Your time is up.
Thank you, ma.
Congratulations to you. Well done. Musa had 3 seconds on the clock. I said, one more point to make. Where's the time? Emmanuel Busari, your final 3 minutes to close during this third place match. It starts now.
At the dawn of 1960, Nigeria adopted the Westminster form of parliamentary system of government, which had Tafawa Balewa as the prime minister and Nnamdi Azikiwe as the president. And then in 1979, we had to adopt the democratic system, democracy, which therefore brought the presidential system of government. And since then, nothing has been done with ease in Nigeria. And with the following point of mine, I hope to buttress the reason why I vehemently oppose the motion. First, the political indiscipline. According to a national newspaper, it said that discipline in politics of Nigeria is a thing of the past, and will depend said that Nigeria tried to roll out ways that Nigeria could restore discipline in the system of government, but to no avail. So, Official Bishop, when the system of government was being advertised in the 19th century to Nigerians, it had, they only stuck to one point, which was the size of the country. And only a few set of people knew that it was for selfish ambitions, and as we can see now, it's true. President system of government is a mirage, because when it was advertised, it seemed to have a lot of advantages, but it has nothing much to offer in the 21st century. And it's took a battle for Nigeria, for Nigerians, from making decisions and to impeaching the president. And it's too bad for a developing country like Nigeria. And I will respond to the points that my opponent made in Britain. You say that it's also costing the parliamentary system of government. Well, if at all it's costly, then it's worth it, because we need Nigeria to become a good country. And you said that antagonism is necessary. If people can't work in harmony, then antagonism isn't really necessary. Because if people can't work in harmony, we can't make Nigeria to become a better country. And slow in the parliamentary system of government, not long ago, and it's also slow in the parliamentary system of government. President Muhammadu Buhari took him a very long time to approve a bill, an electoral bill, and it took a very long time for it to approve that bill. So therefore, it's slower to make decisions in the presidential system of government than the parliamentary system of government. As speedy policy making, like I said before, it's longer to make decisions in the presidential system of government than the parliamentary system of government. And you said that we adopted the presidential system of government to prove we aren't colonized. That's actually wrong, because we only adopted this due to the fact that we adopted democracy. And on that note, I hope that I've been able to address the point of my opponent, and I'd like to sign off finally on this edition. I beg to defy the best. Thank you.
Emmanuel Busari, well done. What a way to close. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back from this break, we'll see if there's a tie. Maybe the final tie, because there's no ties during the finals. There are no ties during the finals. So if there's a tie here, that's the last one for this edition of I Beg to Differ. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. S. Ezekwesili on social media. Sandra Ezekwesili everywhere. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll see what the results are. Remember, you can watch this live on Nigeria Info 99.3. That's our Facebook. YouTube, Nigeria Info FM.
The upsets and drama continued in the quarterfinals.
This is truly the final before the final.
It felt like I was listening to a final. Was it just me?
The underdogs knocked out the last of the top four seeds.
Deborah, this is not the end for you, like I said.
For some, it seemed inevitable.
You telling me that a celebrity can be a role model is you telling me?
But for some, it went down to the wire.
For the first time in this tournament, we have a tie.
For others, it took slaying a giant.
Deborah was so good that the judges said no.
But the hardest part of being in the final four is the fight to be in the final. It's the I Beg to Differ semifinals. Monday.
My name is Fibia Chibudu.
One winner.
My name is Afolani Busari Manu.
One winner. Tuesday.
I am Musa Nicholas.
One winner.
My name is Stephanie Ahmed.
One winner, 1 million naira. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, my panel of judges, and the best student debaters in Lagos, Mondays to Thursdays at 4 p.m. on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM. This tournament is brought to you in partnership with Webster University Ghana, obiwizi.com, RLG Communications, Storm Body Spray, and Booker Hot.
Thank you again to all our partners for joining us on this journey. It's been so great. All of the hard work, it's brought us here. And I'm so grateful to Booker Hot, to Storm Body Spray, to obiwizi.com, to RLG Communications, Webster University Ghana, giving whoever wins this third place match 250,000 naira. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. All right. Thank you as well to Emmanuel Busari. Emmanuel Busari is our number 12 seed. He's 13 years old. He's in SS1 at Ifako International Secondary School. You also listened to our number 14 seed, 15-year-old SS3 student at Fure College, Ketu. His name is Musa Nicholas Okoya. Thank you to you, Lagos, for listening and for sharing your thoughts, for rooting for these kids, for praying for them, for hoping they win. But there can only be one winner. Let's take a look at the results. I can confirm that there is no tie. In the presentation round, Musa Okoya scored 49. Emmanuel Busari scored 40. For presentation style, Musa Okoya scored 23. Emmanuel Busari scored 20. In the rebuttal round, Musa scored 41. Emmanuel scored 32. For rebuttal style, Musa scored 26. Emmanuel scored 17. In the closing round, Musa scored 35. Emmanuel scored 32. For closing style, Musa and Emmanuel both tie at 23. The third placed debater in the I Beg to Differ debate tournament August 2022 with 197 to 164 points, Musa Okoya Nicholas.
Thank you, ma'am.
Well done. Congratulations. You are officially the second runner-up. So stick around, because after the final, we're going to present you with your prize money, 250,000 naira, courtesy Webster University. We also have other prizes for you. Obiwizi.com has a portable speaker for you, as well as a smartwatch. RLG Communications has a tablet for you. And we, of course, have Buka Hut waiting downstairs to feed you. Thank you, and congratulations to you again. Well done. And well done, Emmanuel.
Thank you.
Truly well done. There are prizes for you as well. So after the final, we're going to present the prizes to you, take some fun pictures to commemorate this event. Remember, you are the top four, final four. That's a big deal. Well done. Good job to you.
Thank you.
All right, you can both go downstairs now. We have Buka Hut waiting to feed you. Eat, drink, make merry, and we'll be down when we're done to present your prizes to you. Lagos, let's talk about what you have heard today. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. You can find me online as S Ezekwesili. Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. Share your thoughts there. WhatsApp 080-959-75805. Give us a call on 0700-993-993-993. Yinka, go and bring up our second set of debaters for the final that will kick off at 4 o'clock.